The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
This is from Laurie. I'm feeling blue today and for no reason. No problems at work, no problems at home. I'm sure it will be gone tomorrow, but I do not understand the blue feeling. Is there anything I can do to change that feeling? I was a little tired. Maybe that brought it on. Is there anything I can eat? Maybe my body's deficient in something. I exercise regularly 3 times a week at the gym and I take vitamins every day. I am 54 and postmenopause. But could the blues have been brought on by hormones? I appreciate my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com, if you want to check it out, and your willingness to answer a question. Thank you, Laurie. Laurie, whenever we feel down in the dumps, blue, and we don't know why, it is proper to ask yourself why. You don't want to start with, I don't know why. Oh, well, maybe I can never know why. Now, you are hunting for questions. We can hear your mind working. Is it at home? No problems at home. No problems at work. It's almost like you're going through a checklist. Is it the food that I'm eating? Is it not enough exercise? But I get that. Is it that I'm postmenopausal? So number one thing you want to do is to rule out medical. If this were happening every other day, and the other days you were fine, you know, what's going on? Could it be the beginning of a medical problem? But if you get a clean bill of health, you know, you don't have any thyroid problems, that can make you feel really tired and that can mimic depression. You don't have any thyroid problems or other problems that could mimic a psychological disorder, such as anxiety too. It could be hormones. I mean, I've been pregnant. I don't know if you've been pregnant, but I know that mood changes were common when I was pregnant. Luckily, I was very often in a happy mood. I was very happy to be pregnant. But
hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Many romantic partners have complaints like, I live in the shadow of my husband's life, or I feel invisible to my girlfriend. These are common complaints, but you never want to betray yourself in a romantic partnership. When both partners value themselves and are lovingly honest with one another, romance flourishes. Discover the secrets to lasting love in this liberating book, The Selfish Path to Romance, by Drs. Edwin Locke and Ellen Kenner. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
Mood changes were common when I was pregnant. Luckily, I was very often in a happy mood. I was very happy to be pregnant. But I will say that most of the time, if you can rule out the medical, most of the time the issue is not that you didn't eat something. It's psychological. And so when clients come in and say, I'm really depressed and I don't know why, I feel like we are at the beginning of a mystery, and hopefully by the end of the session they will have some very important clues as to why they are feeling down in the dumps or anxious, if that's the case. Or maybe they will have the full answer, because the work of therapy is learning how to introspect, to ask your subconscious, instead of just concluding, I can't know why, ask your subconscious, what is on my mind? What went through my mind before I went to sleep last night? What are the issues in my life that may feel like a loss? That's what depression is, a loss, feeling blue. And what could possibly be the case? If nothing comes up, if you said everything's going well, then okay. But you've asked your subconscious that question, and maybe tomorrow you will feel better. But you may hit a treasure chest of information. You may hit information that, oh my God, I'm really worried about my husband. He hasn't been feeling good. He hasn't been to a doctor. Or is he flirting with somebody? Or I have no problems, but I also don't have any goals in life, and that is a problem. I'm not doing things that are satisfying to me. I seem like I have a happy life, but I don't feel that deep down. So you want to start to do the introspective work. Ask yourself a lot of questions, gently, as a friend, not as a critical parent, and I think that will help you out.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Here's another question I received from Carol. Carol says, I just turned 16 and I'm in high school. I'm supposed to be at the peak of my social life, making friends and enjoying life in general. However, I have grown cold. I don't enjoy being around people. I used to go out with friends, but now when they invite me out, I lie and tell them I have plans. I tell the boys at school that I'm a lesbian, so they won't ask me out. I get easily annoyed when people who don't understand, I feel like I have no empathy with people who don't understand me. I just like having time alone. Why do I feel like this and what can I do? Well, obviously the fact that you emailed me tells me that you want to do something. You want to reconnect with people. So there's some injury, there's some damage, there's some conclusion that you've drawn about people. Maybe you had 5 siblings and you just wanted private time. Maybe you've been through some abuse. Maybe some good friend hurt you. You want to identify what it was that made you change because you once enjoyed people. It could be to do with yourself. Maybe you feel inadequate or like a failure or loser. Challenge those. Don't live with those because you want to love yourself so that you can enjoy the company of good other people. The strategy of avoiding and lying is not going to help you. You want the strategy of understanding yourself, and therapy could help you.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
So many people want to be happy. People come into therapy and they'll say, I don't know what's bugging me. I just want to be happy. I don't know what I can do to change things in my life. And I just seem, no matter what I seem to do, it just seems that I can never feel happy. What's going on? Well, of course, it depends on the person and their situation, whatever issues they're dealing with. Many times we're not happy because we don't know how to be happy. We don't have the guidance. We don't have the moral compass, and we don't have the ability or knowledge of how to set. We have the ability, but not the knowledge of how to set really personally meaningful goals for ourselves and to pursue them in a way that makes sense, where we're good to ourselves. It's not like the critical parent, okay, you have to go back to school now, or you must do this, or you ought to do this, or you should do this. It's more, this is what I want in life. I want to become, in my case, it was a psychologist. And what do I need to achieve that goal? That's different from, Ellen, you should be a psychologist. You should get out there. You should study all the time. I can't power myself that way. I find that I just paralyze. If I say, Ellen, you want to be a psychologist, it's much nicer to myself. So the way we treat ourselves is fundamental. And you want to keep that in mind when you're thinking of your own goals.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Communication is so important, but what if your partner just doesn't talk or want to listen even after repeated attempts to communicate? What if you feel as though you're talking to a wall, that nothing you say will get a response? Several factors could be at work here. First, your partner could be ignoring you out of anger or resentment, perhaps over frustration about lovemaking or spending. He or she may be acting in a passive-aggressive manner to get even about something. Refusing to talk is one way. There are others, such as refusing to do any yard work or help out with the kids. If you suspect this, ask, "Hun, is there something I'm doing that's upsetting you? I feel a distance between us."
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.